Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without.
The Trump administration is here, and with it comes change. In a flurry of activity, the Trump administration issued a variety of executive orders. Those freeze federal hiring, there was a temporary freeze on EPA grants and contract awards, an overall regulatory freeze pending review by the new administration, and an order that 2 regulations be canceled for every regulation implemented. Let's talk about the hiring freeze first. The president prohibited executive agencies from hiring federal civilian employees to fill positions that were vacant as of noon on January 22, 2017. Or creating new positions. The freeze is scheduled to expire within 90 days of its issuance, when OMB recommends a long-term plan to reduce the size of the federal government's workforce through attrition. Agencies are forbidden from contracting outside the government to circumvent this prohibition, although some exemptions exist, namely for military personnel, for positions that executive agency and department heads deem necessary to meet national security or public safety responsibilities, and that the Office of Personnel Management Director determines are otherwise necessary.
As reported in the press, the administration also temporarily froze contracts and grant spending at the EPA, pending review by the incoming EPA leadership of the EPA's spending efforts. Reports are that some or all of this has been lifted. The Trump administration also issued the traditional hold on non-final regulations so they could be further reviewed for alignment with the administration's priorities. Shortly thereafter, the president went farther, ordering that 2 regulations be canceled for every new one implemented, and ordered that the cost impact of non-statutorily mandated regulations generally must be $0. This executive order leaves a lot to be explained, but also presents opportunities. Should any listeners need assistance crafting government outreach efforts to identify targets for cancellation of regulations, please contact us or our partner, Rob Burton.
Speaking of regulations, the Department of Homeland Security is proposing to amend the Homeland Security Acquisition Regulation to account for requirements to safeguard controlled unclassified information, also known as CUI. The proposed rule marks the beginning of DHS's shift toward the government's CUI program and away from DHS's prior focus on protecting sensitive information. It would consolidate pre-existing requirements for handling sensitive DHS information and require all contractors handling CUI to be in full compliance at the time of contract award. The proposed rule would also impose quick reporting requirements for any known or suspected incidents involving CUI, though these are largely taken from pre-existing reporting requirements for sensitive security information. Although not quite as dramatic as some of the other items we've discussed, this one has broad effect, so be on the lookout for a new date on the voluntary self-disclosure of disability form from OFCCP. The form now expires on January 31st, 2020. Effective immediately, federal contractors must begin using the form with the January 31, 2020 expiration date. That means federal contractors must either download the renewed forms or update their electronic versions of the form to reflect the new date.
And a joint congressional resolution is working through Congress this week under the Congressional Review Act to undo the Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces regulation put into place under the Obama administration. This final rule was enjoined on the eve of its implementation date and may never become effective if this effort succeeds. We will keep you posted. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. If you have any questions about these items, I can be reached at 202-624-2627 and Peter at 202-624-2807.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.